apparently David had, he was really shy, and he had, but, you know, congenial, but he had a fear of public speaking. And so there are a couple of reports of his going to science meetings, knowing he was up or going up to the podium, and then fainting. So they got in the habit of giving him a paper bag, and he'd breathe into a paper bag. So, to remove the possibilities of hyperventilation or whatever. So, anyway, so he had this fear of public speaking, but despite that, he was really bold in the face of the news media. When they talked to him about what might happen, he gave it straight, and he gave it right. And I think that people weren't all used to hearing it straight like that at the time, and he did a great job with it. It's still inspires me to look at the King 5 interviews with Jeff Renner, where he's there stating exactly what might happen, and he was right on. Yeah, what else to say? There's more here. I just wanted to talk a little bit more about him. And Tom Cassidy should really talk more about this, but there's some things that I learned about Dave from his colleagues, and one of them is Tom Cassidy, and Tom told me that he was the one who was slated to go talk to David's parents. And chosen to go talk to David's parents. They were both gas geochemists. So Tom went back to Illinois, talked to David's parents, showed him the aerial photographs, and the maps, and the reports, and just wanted them to understand that there was no way that David could have survived this. You know, his body was not found, but there was no way that he could have survived. And I guess that was a pretty devastating time for everybody. But Tom talks about getting to stay in Dave's bedroom, his childhood bedroom, that night. And he slept in Dave's bed. And he said he closed the door, and on the back side of the door there was a statement written there that David had put there at some point in his high school or college career. It was a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. And it was, you know, some portion, or maybe more, or maybe less, of this quote from Teddy Roosevelt. You know, here it is. And a credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who actually strives to do deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be among those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. You can see his inspiration, and reading that still inspires me. Yeah, I guess, you know, something thinking about this earlier, something that occurred to me is that, you know, until there's loss, it's really hard for us to remember that relationships in life are just so fragile. And life is really fleeting, and so there's not really a moment to spare in living life to the fullest and appreciating those around us.
That's really beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Try not to cry. There's just so much going on.